tomorrow.
The Bulls head to Florida to take on the Orlando Magic.
Broadcast begins at 5:30.
The Chicago Bulls lay here.
WLS AM 890.
Sir Adam Murciano with you today. And as always, you can get in our conversations at 312-591-8900. The email, Bob and Marianne at WLSAM.com. About 250,000 Chicagoans were in that march Saturday. And one of them, our own Jun DeSalvo, who you hear in the morning with Big John and Ray doing traffic. I bet the traffic was interesting on Saturday heading down there, huh, Jen?
You know, getting down here, it was fine. But once you got down here, yeah, if you were in a car on Michigan Avenue, you weren't going anywhere for a few hours. So
now do I have this right? Originally, there was supposed to be a march from a point A to a point B, but more people showed up than expected. So they changed the plan the day of. Is that what happened?
Correct. They actually changed it about three times. In the beginning of last week, they expected about 12,000 people to come. They had a parade route all through the loop. And as more people started RSVPing on the Facebook post, it got up to about 30,000 by Thursday. They changed the parade route to just go straight down Jackson and up to Federal Plaza. By Friday, Saturday morning, they expected 50,000. And just throughout the day, the reports kept rolling in. Now we're at 100. Now we're at 115, 150. By the end of the day, they said 250,000 people. They had to cancel the event. I think it was basically to keep the organizers away from any liabilities for anything happening. But yeah, then people just flooded the streets of the loop.
Some very creative signs. Did you have a favorite one?
You know, my favorite one was from Lauren O'Neill, who works at our sister station, WKQX. I walked with her, and it was for our future. It was just simple, for our future. That's why we are out there, to make sure that, you know, the women that come after us have the exact same rights or more rights, more equality than what we have right now. But yeah, there were some really interesting ones.
I love the save Melania, or Melania, blink twice if you want us to save you.
Yeah.
Those were hysterical. But so my daughter was out there, and she was saying that somebody made an announcement that the march had been canceled.
Mm-hmm.
So I was trying to get down there myself, and she said, "Don't come, it's been canceled."
That was about 11:15 a.m., and the march wasn't even supposed to start until about 11:30. They had just said that everything was canceled. And the Chicago police officers started escorting us like off of Jackson, but still kept many of the streets downtown closed, like Michigan Avenue, Wacker. And they kind of had everything dispersed on State Street, State and Wacker, and people just kind of walked in their own directions, went to the Red Line. But
and what were people doing? What was the feeling out there? I mean, were people like angry or happy or just trying to get it done? My daughter said that she said, "I don't really know where we're marching. I'm just following people."
Yeah, exactly. Just following people. But no matter what side of the coin you are, no matter who you are and what you believe in, this is an event that everybody would have wanted to be at. It was very warm, open, caring. People were polite. They were nice to each other. The police officers were saying, "Why can't all demonstrations be like this?" Because even the police officers on the horses, as we turned off of Michigan onto Wacker, there was about 12 horses with police officers. And people just were looking at them like celebrities. These police officers, these Chicago police officers that have been dealing with so much, were celebrities. People wanted to take pictures with them or pet the horses. They were smiling. They were happy. And then if they wanted to get off of this parade route that the police had made, the demonstrators would ask, "Can I go through this way? Can I get out? I just want to leave." And being polite, not like, you know, trying to riot or cause any scene. There were some people out there that were being vocal, but I mean, it wasn't anything that even bordered on illegal.
You know, talking to folks such as yourself, Jen, people mm-hmm. in their 20s, 20-somethings who were at the march, I got the feeling that for them and for you, now this is your moment. This is your chance to be part of a movement, to protest. We had our day in the 60s with the Vietnam War. Uh-huh. And since then, you know, through the 70s and 80s and 90s.
But I think that, you know,
you needed a cause.
There are people like me, though, that I was too young in the 60s, so I wasn't out there. But I was wishing at that time. I remember being 10 years old and thinking, I want to be out there marching. I want to be a part of something. And that same thing happened to me this time.
That's what I'm talking about. I mean, you know, what did you have to protest in the past few decades? Let's see, disco.
Disco demolition,
skinny jeans on men.
There you are. But I think that was something that everybody really enjoyed. Correct?
And that was the reason why I went out in the first place. Because yes, I've been fortunate throughout my life. I've had a lot of opportunity. I was born after all of those struggles that you fought for back during the Vietnam War. And I felt that I owed it to my ancestors and the women before me to go out there.
Oh, my God, Bob, you're being called an ancestor now.
No, I'm talking about early 1900s.
I have been called worse.
Oh, my God.
The women who went out there, you know, to fight for our right to vote and to fight for other things. And also for the minorities that are still looking to find their equality to, you know, Americans, you know, coming in second generation, third generation, even to be considered an American person. And that's all we were looking for, was just that everybody out there wants to be considered the same. We are all the same. Essentially, we are all human beings. And that's how we need to treat each other.
I remember after Kent State, there was a protest around the campus of Northwestern University. I remember riding up there with a buddy of mine on our motorcycles and being part of it. And yes, it's a good cause and it's important, but it was. I mean, and that was in the wake of a terrible tragedy. But mm-hmm. there was a great spirit, and there's a sense of fun to have the opportunity to do that.
Yeah.
Isn't there?
Walking up and down Michigan Avenue without any cars? Yeah, it's very fun.
Well, you especially would enjoy the no traffic part of it. It's Jen DeSalvo. You're here in the morning with Big John and Ray. Thanks for the report on the weekend.
Of course. Thanks for inviting me on.
Thanks, Jen.
It's 1028. I'm Christopher Michael, WLSAM 890 News. United Airlines says 6 flights were canceled and 200 more delayed because of a computer problem that forced a ground stop for all domestic flights that lasted for about 2 hours yesterday. The company spokeswoman, Maddie King, says that the glitch was an IT issue. The airline waiving flight change fees all the way through Wednesday for any travelers that were affected by that problem. McDonald's says a key sales figure rose globally as growth overseas took place and an offset a dip in its flagship U.S. market. The company attributed the decline at home to a relatively tough comparison from the year before. That's when they launched their all-day breakfast menu. The decline, nevertheless, does show that McDonald's faces some challenges in its comeback push. A central Illinois city that restricts speakers at council meetings is seeking advice from the state's attorney general. The city of Normal limits speakers to one appearance every 45 days. City manager Mark Peterson said the council likely will follow the attorney general's opinion. The restriction might actually violate the Illinois public meetings law. On his first business day in office, President Trump is vowing to cut taxes. He told business leaders today he wants to lower taxes for the middle class and for companies to anywhere from 15% to 25%. That would be down from 35%. Also said that he told them that it's contingent upon keeping business operations inside the U.S. Trump said all you have to do is stay. Don't leave. Don't fire your people in the U.S. Russia's defense ministry says 6 Russian long-range bombers have struck an Islamic State group position in eastern Syria. That raid came as the Syrian government troops in the city targeted the bombers and find themselves in an increasingly difficult situation because of ongoing Islamic State offensive.